It is a place that uses the lessons of Gettysburg to save lives in places like Iraq and Afghanistan, a unique museum where history impacts the future. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
George Wunderlich says that just because the Museum of Civil War Medicine shares 19th century history doesn't mean it's not relevant to today.
I think a lot of people are surprised when they find out that we do modern military training for medical officers going into high-level command. And we also talk to medics and corpsmen and others.
While battles in Gettysburg and Iraq seem far apart in time and space, they have shared lessons.
The issues that faced our Civil War ancestors are very much the same. Disease, mass trauma, in injury, and how do you deal with that? And one of the things that we are about here is taking the technology, the ideas, the innovations of the past, and keeping them alive for the present.
George says military leaders sometimes roll their eyes when they begin a program about Civil War medicine. But once they hear the program, they realize why something they are doing on today's battlefield is not effective.
One of the things that we found, if you don't understand the historical reasons for making a decision, it's very easy to change that decision and find it less effective.
The museum programs have the staff leaving the office and hitting the road to a variety of locations.
We do a lot of these trainings on the Antietam battlefield because that's where a lot of these protocols were developed. We also do it on the Gettysburg battlefield and others. In some instances, however, the military flies our employees around. It really depends on what you need.
The mission is to not let the negatives of history repeat themselves. This museum's unique ability to reach from past to present is saving lives today. Traveling the Countryside in Frederick, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.